Hello, I'm speaking.
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with Amazon customer support. How are we doing today?
Hi, I didn't buy anything. Why is that? That's from my cat. From my cat. It's just a quick summary about my cat.
Like, you did not make that purchase for Apple iTunes gift card, right?
iTunes gift card.
iTunes gift card. Like, your number is, sir, it's 044-77-24983, is it correct?
Yes, I didn't buy
anything. Yeah, so through this number, so it is showing the purchase has been made for the Apple iTunes gift card. So if you did not make this purchase, then that means this is a fraud purchase which has been made through your site.
Okay, I didn't buy anything from my number. When is that purchase?
The purchase has been made during last night at 10 o'clock, sir. And let me inform you one thing, that whenever we are checking in our eBay server, at that point of time we notice that the shipping address of this purchase, it is suspiciously showing in Mountain View, California, USA, which is not correct, right? Because you are not living in USA, you are living in Australia, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So that is the thing, sir, we are suspecting that this is a fraud purchase, has been made from your site, from your eBay account. Like, someone is misusing your personal information to create this fake eBay account, and through that fake eBay account, they are placing this kind of fraud orders, right?
Okay. So, could you stop that purchase, please?
Yes. So, at first, can you just confirm me one thing, sir? Like, did you share your any kind of your personal information, like your eBay ID or password to anyone?
I don't know, because I am... do a lot of business thing and...
Like, I do believe, sir, you do internet activities, right?
Yes, I do have internet activity.
Yes, so let me inform you one thing, sir. What happens, like, whenever you go online, sir, and surfing your internet or visit any kind of websites, at that point of time, there are lots of unwanted links or ads comes up on your screen, right? So maybe by mistake from your side, you have clicked on that unwanted ads or links. So that is the main thing, that at that point of time, your information has been get compromised by those foreign unknown fraudsters. And through that information, they are making this kind of fraud purchases. All right. Because those unwanted links or ads are coming from the foreign unknown IP addresses. Okay. So that is the thing, sir. So, if you want to cancel it, sir, we are going to help you up to cancel it by generating the cancellation ID. So, through that cancellation ID, we can just help you up to cancel that purchase and block that payment which has been made for the $299. So, nothing will going to be deducted from your side. All right?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, so, right at the moment, sir, I do believe you're speaking to me with your mobile phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So with your mobile phone, can you just put me on speaker?
Yes.
So after putting me on speaker, sir, what you need to do, you need to come back to your normal home screen where you can see your normal wallpaper over there, like all the icons, camera, gallery, contacts, messages, all the icons.
Home screen.
Like you're using an... Like, you are using an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone?
Apple iPhone.
You are using an iPhone, right? So, you know how to open up your App Store in your, in your iPhone?
App Store. Let me see. Item new App Store.
App Store, yeah. It looks like capital letter A in a blue color box.
Okay. Is that the App Store?
App Store. So is it open?
Yes.
Yes. And now in the App Store, look at the right hand side bottom down corner. Can you see there is an option like search or magnifying glass?
Yes.
Yeah, tap on that search option, sir.
Yes.
And now in that search bar, I do believe you have got the search bar where it is written over there, like games, apps, stories and more. You can see that, right? So in that search bar, you need to type in over there, sir. Type eBay.
Okay, and where is that item supposed to be sent to? Could you tell me the address?
Sorry, sir?
The address that's for the purchase.
As I told you before, the suspicious address it is showing, sir, that is in Mountain View, California, the shipping address, which is not correct, right? Because you are not living there. You are living in Australia right at the moment, right?
Right.
So
yeah,
that
yeah.
is the thing. Yeah. So do one thing, right? Type in over there eBay, all in lower cases, type eBay.
Yes, eBay.
Then leave a space.
Yes.
Then type over there any desk, ANYDESK, any desk.
ANYDESKY.
Yes, any desk, ANYDESK.
Yes, any desk. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, eBay, any desk.
And then search?
Yes, search it, sir. That's correct. Search it.
There's no result.
And after that, what comes up like? What do you get?
No result.
Like, did you give a space over there, sir? After typing,
yes,
eBay,
I
did. You need to give a space. Yes, and any desk should be in one word, sir.
And, oh, okay. I can't think. Wait.
It will be in one word, any desk.
Yes, I got it.
Yes, and now what you have got, sir?
I got some lot of app, same fashion.
Can you see anything like? Can you see anything like any desk, remote, desktop?
No, it doesn't
say anything.
I don't know any desk.
Yeah, sorry?
No, I didn't see any desk here.
Like, what you can see, can you just freak me out, sir?
There's no any desk. And the Apple support and micro remote. Any dude and TeamViewer, I don't know any desk.
Oh, no, not that one, sir. I think some mistake has been happened, okay? So, no worries, sir. Look at the top once again. At the top, can you see that the right-hand side corner, there is a magnifying glass?
Yes.
Yeah, tap on that magnifying glass.
Is that it?
Yes. And now, what you need to do, you need to remove each and everything, and just only type in over there, any desk. Just type only any desk over there, ANYDESK, any desk. You done that?
Yes.
Yes, now search it, sir.
Any desk, any desk remote?
Yes, and just next to that any desk remote, sir, can you see there is an option like gate, G-E-T, gate?
Why do I need this?
So, as I told you before, we are going to help you up to generate the cancellation ID. So, this is your eBay cancellation ID application, which is any desk. So, through this application, you will get your cancellation ID. Okay?
Could you just cancel it without the ID stuff?
No. We cannot do that. So that's because this is a fraudulent order. So we cannot just delete that order or cancel that order without the cancellation ID. Okay?
Okay, cancellation ID. But before me, they just asked me to cancel it. And I just say cancel it. But I need to speak to you. clarify.
Yes, that's why I'm clarifying you, sir. What happens into your internet network right at the moment? I told you before that, like, maybe sometimes you receive a unwanted ads or links in your screen, and at that point of time, by mistake from your side, you have clicked on that link, sir. So that's why those unknown fraudsters are misusing your information to that link, because this is not through that information they are creating these fake orders, right? So that is the thing, sir. Like, if you don't block them up, sir, then in future, once again, they can just order something without, like, with your information, right? So we need to block them up, and we need to cancel that purchase which has been made as soon as possible. All right. So for that reason, you need to just get that ID, get this cancellation ID application. Okay?
Okay. So just get press
get? Yeah, press on gate. You need to install that, sir. You need to install this application in your cell phone. So after giving a press on gate, sir, I do believe, is it installing?
Okay, I press get.
And after giving a press on gate, sir, what you can see? Like, can you see install?
I got that.
Can you see install?
Yep.
Press on install.
Yeah, I already installed it.
Oh, that's good. And now can you see there's an option, like, is it installing, or you can see there's an open option, sir? If you can see open option, just let me know.
It doesn't, install my phone, it's not accepting my phone.
Sorry?
The any desk is, my phone not accept the app.
What is it showing?
Get out.
What is it showing?
It just kick it out, it doesn't accept it.
Okay, if you can see there's an option like open. Can you see open?
No, it's not open, it just went off, it just turned off, it just go away.
Oh, I do believe that you can see the blue color line is going round and round, right?
No, it doesn't. Try one more time.
Oh, okay. Try it once more time. If you can see gate.
I do a double click and then it does. Okay, it's worked there. Okay, so press open. So I open?
Yeah, press on open. That's correct. Press on open. And after giving a press on open, what you can see.
Not connect.
What you can see? Press on after pressing on open?
Yes. Open
what
and.
What you can see? Hello?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, what you can see, sir, after pressing on open?
It's saying you want to connect it to my network.
No, you can see, you can see allow or don't allow or okay or cancel. What are the options you can see?
Don't allow or allow.
Yeah, press on allow or don't allow, whatever you can see. Press on it.
It doesn't work. Yeah, I got it.
Yes, and now what you can see?
Your address?
Your address. And can you see there's a numbers over there, right?
Yes.
Yes, so as I told you before, sir, this is your one-time cancellation ID number, okay? So you have successfully generated your cancellation ID number, okay? So what you need to do at first, you need to just verify this ID number by your side, okay? So we can just verify this ID and we can just activate this ID for the cancellation process, okay? The canceling this order. So can you just verify me that ID?
Yeah.
Just verify me that ID. Confirm me that
six,
ID.
627.
627.
970.
970-401-401. And in the meanwhile, sir, do you have a pen and paper with you? Do you have a pen and paper with you, sir? You have a piece of paper and pen with you?
Yes, I do have pen and paper.
Yes, you can just do one thing. You can just write down this ID in a piece of paper, okay, for the verification purpose. Just write down this ID in a piece of paper.
What do you want me to write down?
Yes, you need to write down this ID. You can see your address and you can see that ID, 627-970-401. You can see that number, right?
Yes.
Yes, just write down this ID number in a piece of paper, sir, for the verification purpose. You did that?
Yes.
Yes. And now, sir, what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply activate this ID for the cancellation purpose, okay? So whenever the ID got activated, sir, what you, like you just be on that page, you will get to see there is an option comes up like security warning. So whenever you can see anything comes up like security warning, what you need to do, you need to go to the bottom. At the bottom, you will get to see there are two options over there. I am aware about this risk, as like you know that you are canceling this fraud order. So you need to give a select on that option. I am aware about this risk. And after that, give a press on accept. All right?
Okay.
Just hold on. If you can see anything comes up like security warning, just let me know. All right? You will. Can you see anything comes up like security warning?
No, nothing come up.
Okay, just hold on. It will come up soon shortly. Now, can you see security warning? Yes. Now, just look at the bottom. Scroll down your page. At the bottom, can you see there is an option like I am aware about this risk? Can you see that option? I am aware about this risk? At the bottom.
I said cancel. There's only one option. It's cancel.
No. Just above that. Can you see do not show this again? And just above that, can you see I am aware about this risk? Can you see that option? There is a checkbox. Small checkbox.
No, it's not checkbox. It's black out. It's blocked.
Can you see anything like I am aware about this risk? Can you see that option? Can you see that option?
But you want to accept my device. Can I accept my device?
No. Check out the very bottom. So that's why I'm telling you, you don't need to accept that. You need to look at the focus on the bottom. At the bottom, there is an option like I am aware about this risk. There is a small checkbox over there. Can you see that? At the bottom. Yes. You need to select that option. You need to select that option. I am aware about this risk. Select that option.
Yeah, but you can access my device.
No. As because, sir, already those fraudsters are accessing your device. So that's why it is showing you that option security warning. Okay? So that is the reason you can get to see there is an option like because you are canceling this fraud order, so there is an option like I am aware about this risk. So you need to select that option, I am aware about this risk, then give a press on accept. So we can just start the cancellation process and cancel that fraud order.
Give you my phone number.
No, we have your phone number, sir. I confirmed your phone
number.
No, I
don't have it.
No, sir. As because those fraudsters are misusing your, right at the moment, your network. So that's why it is showing you up that thing. There's a security warning you can see. Already someone is misusing your each and every details from their side. So that's why you will get to see there is an option like, I am aware about this risk. As because you understand that you know that someone is misusing your personal information from their side. So you need to select that option. And after that, give a press on accept to block those informations from your side, to block those fraudsters from your side. All right?
No, I accept the payment. I won't accept payment, won't you?
Sorry?
You won't accept payment, won't you? I'm not accepted.
No, sir. You're not getting my point. I'm telling you, you know already that you're canceling your fraud order, right? So that's why it is showing you the same thing over there. Someone is misusing your information from their side. Someone is want to access your information from their side. So that's why it is showing you up that thing. I am aware about this risk. You need to select that option because you are canceling this fraudsters from your side, from your internet network. Okay? So we can just start the cancellation process and block them up from your side, sir. Alright? No one can just access your screen apart from you, sir. You don't have to worry about that thing. Okay? And I'm not going to ask you about your any kind of your personal information or personal details. So you don't have to worry about that thing. Okay?
Okay, but I canceled the summer now. But I
have
really been.
I didn't get you, sir. Can you just repeat it once again?
Yes, but the Apple is not allow you to access my device.
You are not allowing me, sir. You are just like already those fraudsters are inside in your network right at the moment, and they are allowed to access each and every information from their side. So that is the reason for the disclaimer purpose. It is showing you that thing because this is a security server, sir. Okay, so someone is already accessing your information, so that's why it is showing you that disclaimer. Okay, and over there,
yes,
you get to see
my device.
Yes, that is the yes, that is the thing, sir. Someone is misusing already your information. Okay, so that is the reason it is showing you up, as I told you before. Okay, so that's why you need to select that option. I am aware about this way. And after
my
person accept,
you need to just cancel my purchase. Okay,
once you press the accept, sir, you will get to see there is an option comes up like eBay security server. Okay.
Please.
That is the reason, sir, we are helping you have to cancel it. There is some process we need to follow as because this is a fraudulent order.
So you can't cancel let me tell you.
You know that your network has been getting compromised, your personal informations are getting compromised. And that is the basic reason. Once we connected you to the security server, the server will detect and they will find from which locations your details has been misused so that we can just cancel the platform and we will be able to cancel the charges. You are not sharing your details to any other person and we are not allowed to ask you to any kind of personal information over this phone. Okay, so don't worry about anything. We are just simply here to verify the things because we have already put the charges on hold. We haven't released the charges. So that's why we need to verify. So let me just help you. So once you see any security warning, look at the bottom like I am aware of the risk. Can you see at the bottom I am aware of the risk? And don't show this again like that. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see it.
Yeah. Listen to me, sir. We have created the security like this way so that nobody can misusing it, okay? It will be you and the technician, not any other person. So once you tick that box and once you press accept, on the next page, you will get to see the notification from the eBay security department. You just click on that box. I am aware of the risk and then accept. The thing is that once we connected you to the security server, we will verify the details. And then we are going to sending you the confirmation email. So please try to understand those things. If you are going to cancel those things again and again, we are not able to help you. And your information are going to be shared to those people.
I just cancel for this time. Next time I block them.
It's not possible. You need to understand that. Do you want that we are going to just simply remove the blocker from your charges and release the charges for you so that they can steal your funds, steal your information? It will be good for you?
Could you cancel?
It is how it will be cancelled. You know that the terms and the condition, without connecting you to the security server, how we can just do those things.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, sir. That's why I'm just simply trying to explaining you those things. It's very important.
How could I use my information to purchase, but you can't use my information to cancel?
How we can just cancel? You're repeating the same thing. Without connecting you to the security server, how we can provide you the security? That's the basic thing you are not trying to understanding. I am not asking you to give me your information. I'm just asking you to just simply cooperate with me so that I can help you. Nobody's accepting your device. You are going to see that you are going to connect yourself to the EVA security server, not an individual. You are going to connect yourself to the machine, auto-generated machine, which help you to just simply protect the security or provide the security from the server, not an individual. You are not giving your information to me. If we are the wrong person, we are not able to design those things. That is the security warning we have just designed for you and for the lots of customers. The hacker does not come to your doorstep or knock your door or ask your permission to steal your information. You need to understand that.
Yeah, but this is
You are just looking for those things. You need to understand that. The ID which we have generated, this is not your personal ID. This is the security ID. This is not your address. This is the one-time security address which will help you to provide you the security internally. So try to understand and try to cooperate with me.
And how much is the charges? Could you tell me again?
Sorry?
How much is the purchase?
$299.99 from the eBay and $199.99 from the PayPal. And there are lots of other platform where your details has been used, because we have detected two platform. That doesn't mean that just only two platform your details has been used. We have found a lots of foreign IP addresses. That means in the different platforms your details has been misused. So you need to understand that.
Are you there, sir?
Yes. But I didn't see any purchase coming out from my account.
Yeah, as because, sir, we have not authorized that purchase. Okay, so that's why it is not showing you in your account right at the moment. Because this is a pending right now, sir. Okay, and pending transaction or pending order cannot show you in your account right at the moment. Okay, and if you're not comfortable with this, any desk, okay, with this security warning, so you don't need to do that, sir. I'm not going to force you to do that. So do one thing. We are going to provide you the new security, okay? So it will be better for you?
Yeah, this security is easy, but you don't allow them to access my device.
No, nothing will do that, sir. We are going to provide you that new security. So just do one thing. Simply close that any desk and open up your app store, sir, okay? Open up your app store.
Right, open. So, I got it?
Yeah. After opening up your app store, sir, look at the right-hand side bottom down corner. Can you see the same option over there, like search? Tap on search.
Yes, I got it.
Yes. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply provide you the new security application, new cancellation ID application, okay, which is connected to our eBay secure server. So we can just help you up to connect you to our eBay secure server to cancel that fraud order and to block those person from your side, okay?
Okay.
So type in over there, sir. Letter Z, Z for zoo, or Z for zebra.
Yes.
Yes. Then type O, O for Oscar, letter O.
Yes.
Then type H, H for hotel, letter H.
Yes.
Then type, after that type O, O for Oscar.
Yes.
Then type, leave a space, type assist.
Assist customer.
Sorry?
So, assist customer.
That's correct. Give a tap on it. Give a tap on it.
Okay.
And after that, tap on search.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes. And after that, can you see anything comes up like Zoho assist customer? Can you see that?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, Zoho.
So have you seen that Zoho assist customer? And can you see the same thing gate?
Just give me a second.
So, have you done that, sir? Have you pressed on gate? Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Just reading what you said, my remote screen call.
So, after that, what you can see, after giving a press on gate, sir, is it installing? Is it installed? Can you see open?
Yeah.
If you can see open, press on open. Can you see open option? Are you there?
I'm here.
So after giving a press on open, sir, what you can see? Hello? Can you just confirm me what you can see, sir?
No, that allow you to completely access my computer.
What? What is it showing?
It's like your corporation.
Can you just confirm me what you can see? Can you just read me out? Can you just read me out what it is showing, sir?
So, you got my contact details.
Your contact details. Can you see there is an option like cancel or there is a cross sign over there? Or skip?
You only got my contact details, did you?
Can you see there is an option like cancel or skip over there, sir? Can you see that?
Alright. I went to the lock to see what your app is. And see what you can do.
And now after that, what you can see?
It's a developer web.
Sorry?
Why? Let me see.
What you can see?
It says sign in with app, start my trial.
Can you see there is an option like cancel or skip, or can you see anything like cross sign?
No, it doesn't say cancel. It says yellow. I see it. It's just you, you're welcome.
Wait. Listen to me, sir. Listen to me. Now, look at the right-hand side top corner. Do you see any X sign?
That's a door.
Okay, what has came up? What has came up? Just tell me.
Just a screen, sign in with Apple or start my free job.
Yeah. It will be asking you sign in with Apple or your sign in with email. It is an advertisement. So at the right-hand side top corner, there will be something called cancel or skip or any X like a cross sign at the right-hand top corner.
Nothing.
Oh, it is
nothing like you say.
Okay. That means it has not been installed. You put your Apple password to install it properly, sir. It has not been installed. Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. But
yeah.
What do you mean install? I just installed it.
Yeah, you need to install that. First, you just put your Apple password to install it. And once you see open, just do let me know.
Yeah, I just installed it. But
and click on open then. Press on open.
I did.
Okay, now what has came up once you click on open?
Sign in with Apple.
Again, it will be came up.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there any option like cancel? Nothing has been came up?
No, nothing.
What you can see at the right-hand side top corner? Right-hand side top corner. What you can see?
Nothing. It's just battery and data information.
That means you are doing something wrong. You're doing something wrong, sir. You close that page. You close that page properly.
Okay.
Okay. And go to the App Store. You go to the App Store.
Yes.
Now, once you go to the App Store, look at the right-hand side, very bottom corner. Do you see the magnifying glass?
Magnifying glass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Open that magnifying glass.
All right.
Now, look at the top. Something has came up called Games, App, Stories, and More. What you can see, sir? You need to talk to me.
Nothing. I have to shut it again.
Why you're making like confusion for? Why you're creating the confusion for yourself? If you're not telling me what you can see, how can I help you?
Yeah, I see my back in my class. What do you want me to show?
You need to type over there Zoho, Z-O-H-O, Zoho.
Yeah.
Then give a space.
Assistant customer.
Zoho assist customer. Yeah, click on that.
Can enroll the customer app.
Yeah. Now, do you see the green application? Like a green application where you see two diamond and a dot inside it. Zoho assist customer. And is there any option called install or open?
No.
Okay, so you need to install that green application, which is known as Zoho Assist Customer. There will be an option called Get or any cloud sign with the downward arrow like that.
Just fine. Now, we say Zoho Assistant Customer.
Yeah, click on that. Click on that Zoho Assist Customer. Give a click on that. Now, what you can see? Did you click on that, sir?
Yeah.
Now, what has came up?
Now, I can contact my bank and tell them that I...
Like, what happened? Just tell me one thing. What happened? What is the reason? I'm not understanding. What is the reason? Just tell me what is the reason. What makes you or what? Why you are getting so much confusion? Like, what's going on in your mind? Did I ask you anything about yourself?
No.
So what make you confusion? You are not giving me a chance to just simply explaining you the things. You are not giving me a chance to just showing you the things. How I can help you, sir?
No,